Welcome to the final week of our series, Freedom From. When you think about emotions, what is the movie that comes to mind? Obviously, Inside Out. So in order to kick off tonight's message, I've got a clip from Inside Out that I want to show. So B-Row, make sure the volume's up on the computer thing. It doesn't have to be super loud, but loud enough for everybody to hear. But watch this clip. Remember, the volume's got to be up on the computer thing. Just had it up.
Until she gets back, we just do what Joy would do.
Great idea. Anger, fear, disgust. How are we supposed to be happy?
Hey, Riley, I've got good news. I found a junior hockey league right here in San Francisco. And get this, tryouts are tomorrow after school. What luck, right?
Hockey.
Uh-oh, what do we do?
Guys, here, you pretend to be Joy.
Wouldn't it be great to be back out on the ice?
Oh, yeah, that sounds fantastic.
What was that? That wasn't anything like Joy.
Because I'm not Joy?
Yeah, no kidding.
Did you guys pick up on that?
Sure. Oh, something's wrong.
Should we ask her?
Let's probe, but keep it subtle so she doesn't notice. So, how was the first day of school?
She's probing us.
I'm done. You pretend to be Joy.
What? Okay.
It was fine, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, very smooth. That was just like Joy.
Something is definitely going on.
She's never acted like this before. What should we do? We're gonna find out what's happening, but we'll need support. Signal the husband.
Ahem.
With a nice pass over the reed, comes across the
line. Ahem.
Uh-oh, she's looking at us.
What did she say?
What? Sorry, sir. No one was listening.
Is it garbage night?
We left the toilet seat up. What? What is it, woman? What?
He's making that stupid face again.
I could strangle him right now.
Signal him again.
Ah, so, Riley, how was school?
For this, we gave up that Brazilian helicopter pilot?
Boo! I'll be Joy.
School was great, all right?
Riley, is everything okay?
Sir, she just rolled her eyes at us.
What is her deal?
All right, make a show of force. I don't want to have to put the foot down.
No, not the foot.
Riley, I do not like this new attitude.
Oh, I'll show you attitude.
No, 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 no. Stay happy.
What is your problem? Just leave me alone.
Sir, reporting high levels of sass.
Take it to DEFCON 2.
You heard that, gentlemen? DEFCON 2.
Listen, young lady, I don't know where this disrespectful attitude came from.
You want a piece of this, Pops? Come and get it!
Yeah, well...
Here it comes. Prepare the foot.
Keys to safety position. Ready to launch on your command, sir.
Just shut up!
Fire!
That's it. Go to your room. Now.
Foot is down. The foot is down.
Good job, gentlemen. That could have been a disaster.
Well, that was a disaster.
Come, fly with me, Gachinha.
Right, so in the movie Inside Out, Riley moves from Minnesota to California. And obviously, things are not great. Not great in her world. Joy normally drives Riley, but in that scene, joy and sadness were both gone. And so it was just disgust, fear, and anger left to try to run the show. And obviously, we saw that it didn't go super well, did it? Last week, I had you vote on what tonight's topic was going to be. And I've got the results from last week, right? So most of you were like, hey, freedom from anger is like the thing that I need to hear. And, of the 60 of you who voted, like at least 27 of you said, like, I need to hear about anger. But 16 of you wanted me to preach on control. And then another handful of you wanted me to preach on unforgiveness. And so tonight's message is called Freedom from Anger, but I'm actually going to tie in elements of control and unforgiveness tonight. I think that will bless you. I think it will be what you need to hear tonight as we think about what it looks like to find freedom from anger. You see, anger is a God-given emotion. It's from God. It's a God-given emotion that signals that something is wrong. Anger can alert you to hurt, injustice, fear, frustration, and it's usually revolving around unmet expectations and needs. But I would argue that a major underlying cause of anger for some of you is control. And I would also argue that harboring anger leads to unforgiveness. So I'm going to connect the dots for you tonight between anger, control, and unforgiveness. In order to know if you need freedom from anger, I want you to just kind of evaluate your answers to a couple questions I'm going to ask, okay? Do I often feel irritated and frustrated? Think about it, is that you? Do I feel that people are constantly letting me down, or do I feel like I am constantly disappointed in myself? Does that sound like you? Do I mostly focus on the faults of others rather than looking for my own part? Does that sound like you? Do you still get angry about things people did to you a long time ago? Does that sound like you? Do you say things or do things when you're angry that you regret later? Does that sound like you? Do you lash out quickly when you're hurt? It sounded like several of you responded yes to quite a few of those. And so I think tonight's message then is for you specifically. And if you answer no to some of those questions, you feel like you generally have actually a healthy relationship with anger in your life, then my hope for you is that through tonight's message, you'll get some tools to better care for people in your life that are struggling and need freedom. Like, this can be for you to go comfort somebody else. If you remember one thing and one thing only from tonight's message, I would like it to be this. It's that the gospel frees us. The gospel frees us from the causes and effects of sinful anger. The gospel frees us from the causes and effects of sinful anger. So we're going to start kind of our message in the Gospel of Matthew. So if you got a Bible, go ahead, flip to Matthew chapter 5. Jesus has a pretty strong warning about anger. And just like kind of a reminder for those of you using the Bible app on your phone, I would swipe down, hit focus, so that notifications aren't going to distract you tonight. If you're like, I'm tempted to be on like a different app, maybe just turn your phone off and literally go get a Bible that's physical so that you're not tempted. Do whatever you need to do to focus, like just for 20 minutes. Matthew chapter 5 and Matthew chapter 6 is a well-known collection of teachings that Jesus gives. We know it as the Sermon on the Mount, right? And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, he's going to give his listeners like several different case studies on how to take the commands that God gives us and put them into actual practice in our lives. And the first case study that Jesus gives is on anger. But before we jump into our main text in Matthew, I want to give you some biblical truths about anger just to kind of set up the conversation a little bit. And the first one, I've already mentioned it, but anger is not a sin. Anger is a God-given emotion. Anger is not a sin. It is a God-given emotion. When we're experiencing anger, it is us telling us that something is wrong and needs to be addressed. It's actually right for you to feel anger towards sin, anger towards injustice, because those are also things that God gets angry about. In Psalm chapter 7, the psalmist says, God is an honest judge. He is angry with the wicked every day. Like, If God gets angry, then we know that anger in and of itself is not a sin. Think about even when Jesus saw people disrespecting God's temple, and he goes in there and he starts flipping over tables and cracking a whip to drive the people out, right? Jesus was so angry that people would do that to God's house, right? Anger is not a sin. However, our response to anger can be sinful. Our response to anger can be sinful. I want to give us an acronym tonight to help us frame up what a sinful response to anger looks like. The acronym I'm going to give you is DEAD. D-E-A-D, DEAD. This is going to show us what a sinful response to anger looks like. The first letter in our acronym, D, deny. Deny. If you deny that a wrong was committed or you deny that anger is present, you are slipping into sin. So D, deny. Second response, E, erupt. Erupt. Erupting in anger causes you to sin, especially when you are hurting people close to you, when you erupt in anger. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11 says that fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly hold it back. So if you erupt in anger, that's a sinful response. Next, we've got A, abrupt. A is abrupt. If you are quick to become angry, you've got that hair trigger that sets you off, you are sinning in your response to anger. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29 says that people with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. So A, abrupt. And the last letter in our acronym, D, drag out. Drag out. If you are holding on to anger and it leads to resentment, bitterness, and unforgiveness, those are all sinful ways of dealing with the emotion of anger. D-E-A-D, dead. Not how we want to respond in anger. So with that all in mind, let's jump into Matthew chapter 5. I'm going to read two verses from Jesus, 21 and 22. So if you got it in your Bibles, go ahead and get there. I'll have it up on the screens too. If you don't, this is what Jesus says when he talks about anger. He says, "You've heard that our ancestors were told, 'You must not murder. If you commit murder, you're subject to judgment.' But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you're subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell." So remember our big idea. The gospel frees us from the causes and effects of sinful anger. The gospel frees us from the causes and effects of sinful anger. So with the time that we got left, I want to connect a couple dots between anger and control and between anger and unforgiveness. So, first up, my first point, connect the dots between anger and control. If you are struggling with anger and you feel that in your soul, one of the underlying causes of why you might be struggling with anger is that you are actually feeling a lack of control. As human beings, we try to create stability. We try to create order and predictability in our lives. And if there's an area in our lives that feels out of control, that we can no longer create order and stability there, then we might try to exercise extra control somewhere else in our lives to make up for it. One way you might see this show up in your life is if you feel the need to like constantly correct everybody around you. Like you jump all over your parents and your siblings and your friends and your classmates when they make the smallest mistake and you've got to correct them and you've got to jump in. Oftentimes, like that feeling that feeling that we're expressing towards someone, that anger that we might express at someone who's doing something wrong and we need to correct them. Oftentimes, most times, that response is a sinful response to anger. Think about E and A in our acronym DEAD, right? Erupt and abrupt. If you erupt in anger, if it's quick and you become angry, right? In your quest to gain control over one area of your life, when your life feels out of control, if you lash out in anger, even if it's only in your thoughts towards someone, then not only is your response sinful, but Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, it's counted the same as murdering somebody. That's how serious Jesus takes anger. And it's all because you're trying to maintain control. You're trying to order things when they feel out of order and your response is leading you into sin. So, you might feel like you need freedom from anger tonight, but in reality, the thing behind the thing that's deeper than your anger, is that you actually need freedom from control and controlling behaviors. So if that kind of sounds like you and that strikes a chord and resonates with you, here's a verse I want you to meditate on over spring break. So I want you to write it down now, and I want you to read it every single day between now and the next time we gather, which will be in 2 weeks. And it's actually from our previous series, How to Win at Middle School, from Daniel chapter 2. Daniel, he prays a prayer. Here's what he says. Praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in darkness, though he is surrounded by light. In response to you feeling like, I've got to control my whole life. I can't let anything be out of order. And if that's leading you into anger, I want you to meditate on this verse. I want you to think about it. Have it before you so frequently, right? What if you took this prayer that Daniel prayed, sort of put it into your own words, and maybe let God just show you just how in control he really is, even if you feel like your life is out of control? So write down that verse, read it several times this week. Another thing you might need to consider if you need freedom from control because your control is leading you into anger is whether or not you have some people that you need to apologize to this week. Have you jumped all over someone in your family when they made like the smallest mistake, lashed out in anger towards them because you were attempting to control something in your life? If in your anger you feel like you have hurt people, own up to it, and apologize. That would be a good application for you this week. So the first dots I want you to connect, anger and control. Control can be a cause of anger in your life. Is your anger really just about seeking that control? Another set of dots that I want us to kind of connect tonight. I want us to connect the dots between anger and unforgiveness. All right, connect the dots between anger and unforgiveness. This is my second point tonight. If one of the potential causes for anger in your life is control, I think one of the primary effects of anger in your life is unforgiveness. And some of you, last week in our poll, you voted for unforgiveness because you sensed in yourself that you are harboring resentment towards and unforgiveness towards someone, and it feels like you are trapped in that feeling, and you need freedom. Remember that last letter in our acronym, DEAD, DEAD, drag out. Our response to anger can be sinful. If we are holding on to that anger, and it leads to resentment and bitterness and unforgiveness. Being unable to forgive someone is actually real serious. Here's what Paul says to the Colossians in chapter 3. He says, since God chose you to be holy people he loves, you must clothe yourself with tenderhearted mercy and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. You see, we are able to and must forgive other people because we have been forgiven by God through Christ. It's an imperative. We have to. So my guess is, generally speaking, if you are holding on to unforgiveness, you're harboring this anger, my guess is you are feeling unable to forgive because somebody hurt you. And I want you to know that it actually was not okay that they hurt you. But it's equally not okay for you to go seeking revenge on them. And that's often why we harbor those feelings of anger and hold on to it and drag it out, right? We're waiting for our opportunity to take revenge. Holding on to the anger makes us feel powerful, like we have some kind of strength that we can then use against this person who hurt us. Makes us feel like we have the ability to get back at them. But that's not for us. That's actually not our job. That is God's job. Look at what Romans has to say, chapter 12, verse 19. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God, for the scriptures say, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. Recognizing our place and God's place when we're angry, harboring that anger, feeling unable to forgive, right? This is important when we are dealing with anger in our lives. When we try to take God's place, we're in sin. So if you want to be free from unforgiveness, if you want to stop harboring that anger in a sinful way, I want to give us a pathway to do that tonight. So we've already got one acronym, DEAD, D-E-A-D. I want to give us a second one. This one, FREE, F-R-E-E, FREE. First letter in this pathway towards forgiving somebody is F, face the truth. Face the truth. Be honest about the sin. Even if that sin is a hurt towards you, don't minimize it, don't dismiss it, but view it rightly in accordance with the scriptures. Right? Face the truth. If you were hurt, acknowledge that hurt and acknowledge that it is currently leading you into anger and unforgiveness, and that is sinful. Then we move to R. R. Release the hurt. Release the hurt. Give that hurt that you feel to God. He cares. Jesus suffered for your sin, for my sin, for the person who hurt you's sin. And because Jesus suffered, he knows what it feels like to be hurt. He knows what it feels like to go through what you're going through right now. So you can feel the pain that sin has caused, and because Jesus is so good, you can release it to him. All right? So face the truth, release the hurt. Then our first E, entrust justice to God. Entrust justice to God. Let him be the one to repay. Vengeance belongs to him. Instead of harboring resentment and anger and holding on to it, give away your right to payback. Give away your right to stay bitter. Give away your right to keep dwelling on that hurt. Entrust justice to God, that he will do what he will do. Last E in our acronym FREE is exalt Christ. Exalt Christ. So once you have faced the truth, released the hurt, and entrusted justice to God, then it's time for us to worship. That's what exalt means. It means worship. Worship Jesus because he's good. Worship him because he covers sin, your sin, and the person who hurt you's sin. Worship him because he can free you from anger and its effects. Worship him because he is the one who enables you to forgive. F-R-E-E. That's a pathway for you to walk down if you feel trapped in unforgiveness. Okay, so we've connected the dots on one potential cause of anger, right? Control. And we've connected the dots on one of its effects, which is unforgiveness. And so if you're understanding kind of right now, the cause of some of the anger that you felt is that you've been seeking control and lashing out, remember the application that I've got for you. I want you to meditate on Daniel chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. Maybe write that prayer into your own words. Remember that God's in control. And also, another application for you is that you might have some apologizing to do. Right? Is there somebody in your life you need to go to? And if you're sensing that unforgiveness has developed in your heart because of the anger that you've been holding on to because somebody hurt you, right? Walk out the steps to forgive someone with that acronym FREE, F-R-E-E. Face the truth, release the hurt, and trust justice to God and exalt Christ. So remember our big idea for tonight. It's the gospel that frees us from the causes and effects of sinful anger. And it seems like really hard, actually, to put that into practice sometimes. Trying to, like, implement those application points and seeing some real change. And it might feel like, in your own strength, you just can't. You just can't. So let me remind you tonight of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that gives you the power to do this, to walk this out, to find freedom from anger. You see, the gospel, the good news, is that you do not have to be in control because God is in control. Even if you feel like your life is out of control, God's not shaken. He sees you. He cares for you, and he is working even if you don't see it. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is that you are able to forgive because you have been forgiven by God in Christ. All of your past sins, all of your present sins, every sin you will commit in the future is already forgiven in Christ. Jesus took them and nailed them to a cross. And when he rose from the dead, he conquered sin and all of its effects, including death, so that you could be free. So even if you feel like you've been trapped by sinful patterns of anger, even if you feel like you have been trapped in unforgiveness, you are free to forgive because you have been forgiven. That is the good news. That is the power that you have available to you to actually do this, to walk this out.